Just want to bring you a word of encouragement, because as we all know, this has been a fairly unusual season, but there's good news in Christ. Listen, our best days are indeed ahead. And I want to share just a word to encourage you today from the Bible. And this is found in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And so the subtitle of today's message is Liberty for All. And maybe, you know, another title for today's message would be The Tale of Dry Bones. And I want to talk to you about liberty, really, truly, the liberty that Jesus has provided for us through his finished work on the cross and through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. As you guys know, we have recently begin to sing a song called Rattle. And the words to that song are fantastic. In fact, we're going to sing it again today. But they come from a passage in Ezekiel. And I want to talk about this passage and what it means to you and I. I mean, technically, it's a prophetic word for Israel. And yet, there are so many great lessons for us and truths for us to embrace concerning our liberty in Christ. Okay, so let me read it to you. It's kind of long, but we'll put it on the screen. You guys can see it. Ezekiel 37, verse 1, "The hand of the Lord came upon me," Ezekiel said, "and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley." I just like that phrase because we are Valley Family Church, and he set him in the midst of a valley. And in this valley, it was full of bones. "Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.'" And I think sometimes for us, we feel often like this picture. Here we are in a valley, Valley Family Church, the Kalamazoo Valley, and we all go through seasons, and it's been an unusual season, just generally speaking, where we can feel like dry bones. We can feel spiritually dry, emotionally dry, mentally, relationally. You know, we've not been able to gather as a church, and that can help to add to this feeling of dryness. And what happened to Ezekiel, the prophet, is he saw something. He saw a valley full of dry bones. And then the Lord asked him a question. It was so interesting. The question was basically, the truth is there's basically some questions we can't answer. And he said to Ezekiel, "Hey, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these dry bones live?" And Ezekiel was like you and I. He was like, "I don't know." He's like, "Lord, you're the only one that knows. You're the only one with the power to even make it happen. So, Lord, you know." And I think that's a good place for us to be today. God, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in our world. A lot of uncertainty. And here we are celebrating our freedoms on July 4th. But God, what does the future look like? Can the dry bones that maybe some of us are experiencing, the dry relationships, the dryness, most importantly, the dryness spiritually, God, can these bones live? And maybe we don't have all the answers and we don't know how it's all going to come together and shake out. But we can say like Ezekiel, "Lord, you know. God, you know." Now, thankfully, the Lord went on in the story to give Ezekiel some wisdom and some specific things to do. And that's what's going to be encouraging to us today as we talk about the tale of the dry bones. Okay, now let's see what else happened in this story. We'll keep reading in verse 4. "And he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.'" So God told Ezekiel, "Prophesy to the bones, Ezekiel. Speak to the bones. Preach to the bones." And we're going to find out here in just a minute. God wants you and I to preach to the bones. God wants us to talk to the dry bones. And we'll explain that in just a minute. But so he did. So Ezekiel did it. "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. So what's the encouragement to you and I? Same thing that Ezekiel was told. Preach to the bones. You know, we've taught you guys many times over the years, and you know what the Bible says about the power of God's word in our heart and in our mouth. Over and over and over, the Bible tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Jesus said, if you will speak to this mountain that is in front of you, that is blocking you, that is hindering you, if you will speak to the mountain and believe the things that you say, don't doubt in your heart, but believe the things that you say, you shall have whatever you say. I mean, the power of words is a principle throughout the Bible. You go over to Proverbs, and in Proverbs 12, and Proverbs 15, and Proverbs 18, we are told about the power of words so many times. And in one passage, he says, the power of life and death is in the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So Ezekiel was encouraged to get some words in his mouth. And I think God is wanting to encourage us. We're talking about, you know, liberty and justice for all. We're talking about a tale of dry bones. We're talking about seasons of dryness. What do we do? What do we do in these unusual, crazy times? We talk to the bones. We preach to the bones. Now, specifically, in your life and in my life, what does that look like? It's areas of our lives. You speak to your spiritual life. You speak to your health. You speak to your emotions and your mind. You speak to things in your life. I mean, Jesus talked to mountains and Jesus talked to a fig tree. Ezekiel talked to bones. It is okay. Apparently, God has wired the universe that things in our lives and in our world have spiritual ears. And God's power goes to work as you and I will put his word in our mouth and speak to those things. Prophesy to the bones. God told Ezekiel to prophesy the word of the Lord. So that's what we're doing. We're putting God's word, not just our own thoughts, God's words in our heart and mouth. And we're saying those things. So we would preach to our own lives God's word. For an example, the Bible tells us that the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter until the full day. So we say, what does the future look like? I don't know. It's so uncertain. Oh, I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm anxious. Or we prophesy to the bones and we say, hey, path of my life, I speak to you. I'm preaching to you, path of my life, and I'm telling you, you will grow brighter and brighter. In other words, you're prophesying, you're preaching to your life according to God's word. Amen. What's another one? You could preach to your future. Psalm 91 tells us that with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. So you prophesy to the bones by prophesying to your future. You say, hey, my future, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the future of my life. Listen to me. I'm talking to you according to God's word. With long life, God will satisfy me. I declare it. I prophesy. I preach it to the bones. Amen. Let's talk about a few others. Because all you're doing is you're preaching the word of God to the dry areas of your life. To the areas where the enemy's tried to put fear and anxiety and uncertainty and create angst. And you're like, I'm not going to be a victim of that. And I'm not going to let that dominate me. I'm going to take charge with the power of God's word to prophesy to the dry bones. So memory, let's talk about memory. The Bible tells us, we've preached on this many times, you guys know. The Bible says the memory of the righteous is blessed. And the Bible tells us we have the mind of Christ, right? Now, it means a lot of different things. It means the remembrance of the righteous is blessed. But you can take a couple of verses and put them together. The mind of Christ is what we have, and the memory of the righteous is blessed. So then you preach to the dry bones. You say, memory, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, mind. You have the mind of Christ, and your memory is blessed. Brain, I'm talking to the brain. Amen. You're prophesying to the bones. You could speak to your health. As it relates to a lot of scriptures, you guys know a lot of scriptures, Psalm 103, he forgives all my sins, he heals all my diseases. So you speak to your cells, you speak to your body, and you say, hey, listen, body, I'm speaking to you from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Body, be healed in Jesus' name. You be strong. You be whole. Sickness and disease, you leave. Health and healing, you come. According to God's word, it's not your power. It's not my power. All we're doing is we're agreeing with God's word, and we're following his command to prophesy, preach to the dry bones. Amen. What about God's love? God's love in your heart. His love for you and his love through you to others. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You might be feeling like challenged in relationships right now. You might be feeling like you don't feel the love for people, or for, you know, even feel God's love for you. But you prophesy to the dry bones. You say, listen, heart, your heart, listen, you are filled with the love of God. The love of God fills your heart, and you love the Lord and you love people. And when you see people, heart, listen, when you see people, compassion and love and kindness bubbles up in you, and your first inclination is to be good to people. Heart, I'm talking to you. Because you are filled with the love of God. I'm prophesying. I'm preaching to the dry bones. If you feel dry in your heart towards loving people, God wants to help us with that. Amen. So are you guys getting the application? Whatever area you feel like you have dry bones, what do? Prophesy to those dry bones that they would live according to God's word, his truth. Amen. So that gives you guys a couple. We could go on and on, because obviously the Bible's loaded with all kinds of great scriptures and promises and things that belong to us in Christ to declare over our lives. But that is not the end of the story. Let me keep going, because here's what the story continues to say. At the very end of verse 8, he did all of this and the bones came together, and flesh and muscles and sinews all came together, but there was no breath in them. It was still lifeless. It had come together. There was a little bit of life happening. They weren't quite as dry, but there still was no life in it, no breath in it. Here's what he said. Now, verse 9, the story continues. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath. You got two things to preach to, y'all. Prophesy to the bones. Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet. Now get this, an exceedingly great army. I think that's very significant. What do we have here? We've got bones came together. Flesh and muscles and everything was right there. But it was just like when God formed Adam and Eve in the garden. The Bible tells us that from the dust of the ground, God made Adam. And here he was, a clay statue, solid through and through, just like you'd see at any museum. A beautiful statue, Adam was. An incredible creation of Almighty God. And yet there was no breath in him. And the Bible says God breathed in Adam's nostrils, the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. And he's in essence telling us here in Ezekiel, listen, prophesy to the bones, speak God's word to the bones, but then also prophesy to the breath. What does that mean to you and I? I think the application for us is prophesy, or you can in this case even say pray, and ask the Holy Spirit, who is the breath of God. The Holy Spirit throughout the scriptures is described as the breath of God, the wind of God. Pray, prophesy, and ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you afresh. Amen. Say something like, Holy Spirit, I'm prophesying, I'm speaking, I'm preaching, I'm praying. Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill my heart. I feel dry. Fill my heart, Lord. I feel jaded. I'm discouraged. I'm disappointed, but God, I'm prophesying, I'm praying, and I'm saying, fill me, Holy Spirit. You remember that first verse I read earlier? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We're talking about, you know, 4th of July weekend here. What better time to get filled with the Holy Spirit, to prophesy, to preach, to declare over your life, and in filling of the Holy Spirit, that you could experience true liberty, life and liberty in the power of God. Amen. Now, I know for myself and I know for many of you, getting filled with the Holy Spirit is the game changer. You know, step one, most important thing of all, is inviting Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life. But the second thing that is an option and a blessing and a gift from Almighty God to you and I is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's when you and I open up our hearts and we say, Holy Spirit, fill me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I surrender to you. I want your power. I want your anointing. I want the breath of God to fill me, spirit, soul, and body. Because the truth is, without the breath of God, we are just a bunch of people with no breath in us. There's no results. There's no life. There's nothingness. And it's no fun. But you get filled with the Spirit and life and energy and hope and power begins to be a reality in your life on a regular basis. Now, but here's what's cool. In addition to everything we've just shared, here's what's cool. When the breath came in to these bones, it stood up and it was an exceeding great army. And I love what it also says, what Jesus said in Acts 1:8. He said to the disciples, he said, hey, disciples, I'm leaving. I'm going to the Father. I'm coming again one day, but right now I'm going back to the Father. He says, but very soon you will be filled. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and fill you with power. And when he does, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be like an exceeding great army. When the Holy Spirit fills you with power, you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Part of why we sometimes feel dry, okay? Sometimes we feel dry. Why? I'll tell you one reason is because maybe we're not fully functioning in our role in the army, in our role as witnesses for Christ. But if you'll make a decision just to say, God, I don't want dry bones. I'm tired of dry bones. God, breathe life into me. And I make a commitment, Lord. I'll make a commitment that I'll be a part of your army. I'll make a commitment that I'll be a witness for Christ. Use my life as a witness for Christ. I think God will respond to that. I think that's part of the reason he wants us to prophesy to the bones and prophesy to the breath, that we become strong people, a strong church, strong in community, strong in the Lord, filled with the Spirit of the living God. And all the people said, amen. I mean, that's what, you know, the very first verse we looked at, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I mean, there really is, y'all. I'm not just trying to hype you up. In your everyday life, you're going to have liberty on the inside. In your everyday life, you're going to feel alive. And of course, we all have days, we, you know, challenges and things we're facing and still will. You know, even going forward, we've got some challenges. But if we are alive in Christ and filled with the Spirit, we have the advantage. And our best days are ahead. Just like the Bible says, the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. And Father, I just prophesy these words to the dry bones that may be watching. God, that their best days are ahead in Jesus' name. The path of the righteous, each and every one that you have made righteous through Christ, their path grows brighter and brighter and brighter. In Jesus' name, and Father, I ask you to give us wisdom to walk it all out. And Lord, for those that are thirsty, I prophesy and preach to the breath that you would fill them, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill all of us, God, afresh with the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses for Christ and to live in the liberty that you have provided through Jesus Christ. And all the people who agreed said, amen. Amen.